Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, author, and speaker. Today we're going to be talking about the sleep cycle. And why I was coming up with that idea is because March 12th, we're going to go into the daylight savings time. It's right at our doorstep, and who is not affected by an hour time change in our sleeping patterns? I can tell you I am. I don't mind going back in fall an hour and getting an hour more sleep, but getting up an hour earlier in springtime, thank goodness it's beautiful and sunny, so it makes it so much easier. Anyways, before I start with today's show, I would like you to take a piece of paper and a pen or pencil or a notebook so you can take some notes and we can go through a few exercises to figure out where you are with your sleep cycle. So I'm going to give you just a few seconds to go grab something to write in, on, and with, and then we're going to start. So just about 30 seconds. Thank you. Okay, as you get ready, let me start talking and get you guided into what's going on. Anyways, why does the sleep cycle belong to mental, physical, and emotional health? Well, we all know that we're affected by the way we sleep, when we sleep, how we sleep, and how we feel. And so I want to go through some of these avenues with you. And there are times where I'm asking you to write things down, and there are times where you can just write down what you want. Because my transcript, of course, here is not complete. It just has some bullet points there. There is no way I could write down everything that I want to talk about. And let me preface already, if we run out of time, I will continue next week with the same subject and going into more depths and more areas that I have not been able to talk to about today. All right. My first question to you, and I hope by now everybody is ready with a piece of paper and a notebook and a pen and pencil so we can do this the most efficient way and get the most out of it, because that's my goal, to educate you, help you find your ways to health. Because, again, health coach is my very most passionate things I'm doing and I'm being, and I want to give you part of me. So the first question is, are you getting enough sleep? And in this chapter, we're actually evaluating the health of your sleep, discuss the implications of poor sleeping, and create a new set of habits to support a lifetime of healthy, restorative, and above all, cozy sleep for you and your family. So first things first, are you getting enough sleep? And now I would like you to answer the following questions, and you can write those in your notebook. Do you wake up tired in the morning? That's a yes and no question. Do you need a nap in the afternoon? Do you fall asleep watching TV? Do you have frequent small accidents at home or large ones on the road? At home, just breaking a glass or breaking a plate or dropping things. Nothing serious, but more frequently than normal. Do you have trouble focusing on the job? Do you find yourself sleepy after lunch? Do you have trouble figuring the correct change from a purchase? Do you feel irritable or depressed most of the time? Do you feel like you're not getting anything done? Do you drink alcohol to get sleep? Do you drink several cups of coffee or energy drinks to stay awake? Do you have difficulty falling asleep? Do you have difficulty staying asleep? So these were 13 or 14 questions that I just asked. If you answered yes to more than three of these questions, you are probably not getting the kind of sleep you need to support health. But don't worry. The habits of healthy sleep are going to help you change all that, and not a moment too soon. So I'll definitely be here to guide you through. There are times when you go from a non-sick, being not sick at all, to being sick. And that's actually a slippery slope of sleeplessness. So I'm asking, why are 90% of us languished in a state of unhealth, a limbo between the 5% who are outright sick and the 5% who are optimally healthy? Along with poor diet and inactivity, poor sleep is a major contributor. Lack of sleep affects our body in a number of negative ways that go far beyond such common disturbances as mental blurriness, decreased productivity, and impaired relationships. Not enough sleep can also cause weight gain. And lack of sleep is worse for women than for men. That's one of the studies that showed that. And I go, wow, interesting. Interesting, honest about this, actually. My husband can handle less sleep much better than I can. If I don't have my 8 to 9 hours, I start feeling some of the questions that I just asked before. Not absolutely that I'm getting tired, but that I get irritated and I have more of a short fuse. Whereas with him, he is under stress so much every day, and just not sleeping enough is actually just part of his life. And I pray and wish that someday soon he is going to take it more seriously and focuses on getting more relaxed and deep and recovering sleep. Okay. So, exactly, is sleep anyway? Sleep is actually our body's way of restoring organ functions, stabilizing chemical imbalance, refreshing areas of the brain that control mood and behavior, and improving performance. During sleep, your brain replenishes spent nutrients and repairs its circuitry, rearranging your experiences much like a computer rearranges data. After all, during waking hours, your brain is too busy processing information to shut down, defrag, and download all the experiences of the day. So, in short, our brain is actually compared to a computer, to a hard drive, to things that need to be organized, that need to be cleaned up regularly, that need to be restored. And we need to do that with our brain. So, my question is, there are so many. It's hard to know where to start. But the stages of sleep are actually, a one full cycle of sleep has several different stages. And it starts with sleep latency, time to fall asleep. It starts when you close your eyes and ends when you fall asleep. And then we have stage one, a light sleep. Stage 2, brain waves slow down, resting the parts you use while awake. Stage 3 is deeper sleep, restorative sleep, and it has to do with delta waves, something I'm not going to go into today because it's way too much and too deep for right now. But if we're going to continue, or you voice your opinion that you want to know more about the delta waves, I can include that in next week's or the following week's show. And stage 4, especially recuperative sleep, restores and recharges the body. Again, the delta waves are very important, and it's essential to the sleep process. Have you heard of the REM cycle before? It's REM for rapid eye movement. That's when you are in your deepest sleep. Characterized by rapid eye movements, that's, again, the body, arms and legs are otherwise motionless. Only your eye movements are going like crazy when you're in deep sleep. And everything else is totally relaxed. You're dreaming. You have active brain waves, similar to when you're thinking, but it's all subconscious. It's in the brain. It's happening that way. So, why we get sleepy? Humans are designed for sleep. In fact, it's our default mode. Remember, the computer has a default mode? Well, so does our brain. And it says that sleep is our default mode. And that all starts with our biological clock. Have you heard of the phrase, the third eye? This actually refers to the pineal gland. It's P-I-N-E-A-L gland, a pea-sized organ located in the center of the brain just behind the eyes, which has the ability to sense light. In fact, it's the only endocrine organ to have direct access to the outside world. Wow. So amazing. Of course, a lot more going on, and we could talk about the neurotransmitters like the GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, and endonosin, and much more medical terminology, which some of you understand and some of you don't, and that's why I've been leaving this out for right now. All right, sleepless on the planet Earth. That's where we are. Why would we be sleepless, and what's going on there? And I just read that 70% of all of us are struggling with sleep. My question is, why? There must be a reason. And I found through research that the reason is that we're disconnected between our biological design and the technology-driven world we live in. As time goes on, our world is getting more and more complicated, more stressful, and more difficult to keep pace with. True. I mean, we even can gain weight when we don't sleep enough. And that is actually not very good, but it is happening. When we're lying on our back, we can't breathe because we have too much fatty tissue in our mouth, cutting off the glottal thing that we can't breathe properly, and that's how sleep apnea comes in. And again, unhealthy sleep is actually causing disease. It's causing us to get unhealthy, and that is absolutely the opposite of what we want. When we look back at the time when we were 20, we usually had very healthy sleep. We didn't have to think about sleep. Our melatonin was working perfectly and it was fully saturated in our brain. The older we get, the less melatonin we have. Maybe the doctor even prescribed some melatonin pills for you to sleep better and be more balanced. I'm not saying you have to do that if it's not prescribed, or you don't have to ask for it if it's not prescribed, but always check with your doctor because, again, I am many things, but a medical doctor, I am not. So other things we can do to have a more rested sleep is to reduce our caffeine. Caffeine is arguably the most robust and popular self-administered drug known to man, with almost 90% of North Americans consuming some form of it regularly. Most people aren't harmed by moderate doses of caffeine, say 200 to 300 milligrams, or about 2 to 3 cups of brewed coffee a day. But it should be consumed in the morning hours to give the drug time to clear. Remember, with a half-life of 6 hours, caffeine lingers in your body all day and into the night if you've had an afternoon pick-me-up. For a list, caffeinated content or common products, let me know if you want it, and I can provide you with one. There are also allergies related to that. You know how hard it is to sleep when you have a cold. Allergies create the same type of congestion and headache. If allergies are preventing you from sleeping, see your doctor for relief. Some of the allergy medicines have actually alcohol or caffeine or something in it. And those are things that should not be taken in the afternoon if possible, especially the caffeine, since it takes 6+ hours to get out of your system. And the alcohol, you should not have any closer than 2 hours before you go to bed. 90 minutes before to go to bed is the very end, because it really slows down everything and you can't relax enough to get ready for a good night's rest. So the habits of healthy sleep. Interesting. What are some habits of healthy sleep? That's what I said. When you were in your 20s, you probably didn't think much about sleep because that came naturally. But now the older you get, it's harder. So now I actually would like you to take your paper and your pen, and we're going to go through some questions to evaluate your sleep pattern and everything that goes with it. And part one of this assessment is the quantity of sleep. How much sleep do you get? So, question one, and you're going to write the answers down. What time do you turn off the light to go to bed? How long does it take for you to fall asleep? 3, how often do you wake up during the night? Be it going to the bathroom, being having to get a drink, being restless, being, you name it. Just count how many times you get up during the night or you wake up during the night. Question 4, what time do you wake up in the morning? And I would like to add, do you need an alarm clock to wake up, or does your body wake up automatically? To find out how many hours of actual sleep you're getting, calculate your sleep window the amount of time between lights out and waking up and figure out what that is. And then subtract the amount of time you spent in bed that you're not actually sleeping, the time you spend falling asleep or lying awake in the night. And the result is your actual sleep time. Remember, men should be getting 7 to 8 hours a night, women 6 to 7 hours. How does your result stack up? What are you doing? How are you getting there? Amazing. So, the quality. How restful is your sleep? Is the next exercise we're going to do. And I want you to write the answers down again. So, answer the questions asked here daily for 1 week. Enter your responses in a journal you are creating. The results will help you figure out which behaviors are affecting your sleep. Question one, what time did you get into bed last night? What time did you get out of bed this morning? What hours did you actually sleep? And remember, I just gave you the formula. From the time you turn off the light till you get up in the morning, minus the time you fell asleep and you woke up, minus the time you actually slept. So you subtract the times you were awake during the night. So that's the one. Then did you take a nap and for how long? That was yesterday. So today's homework is what you did yesterday. Again, when did you go to bed last night? When did you wake up this morning? How many hours did you actually sleep? Did you take a nap yesterday? If yes, for how long? Then did you consume alcohol? How much and at what time? Did you exercise? How long and at what time? Did you drink coffee or other caffeinated beverages? How much or how many? What hours did you watch television? Did you take any medication and at what time? So record that every day now for a whole week, starting yesterday till next Wednesday. And on Thursday, we'll talk about it. So anyway, that is actually part of the assessment that we can go through to figure out what we can change, where we're doing great, where we can improve. So there are some other steps to healthy sleep. And the steps are three major steps and several sub-steps. Above, we created a baseline from the sleep assessment. Now let's work on improving the quantity and quality of your sleep. We'll start by finding out how your brain is programmed so we can help return it to its default mode, the sleep. So step one is find your chronotype. Step two is set a bedtime so that you go to bed every day at the same time. Step three is set your routine. And then we're going to go, and I'm just going to give you the titles right now. We're going to go into more next week because it's too much, but I want you to be aware of where we're going and what you need to start doing. Then during daytime, write up with your baseline what you want to do. Get out of bed, the time. Limit caffeine, so have 1 to 2, maximum 3 cups between getting up and noon. Eat responsibly and say no to naps. Because when you take a nap, you kind of ruin your night's sleep. And then at nighttime, decrease stimulation, eliminate cell phone use, maximize liquid intake, avoid exercise within 2 hours of bedtime, take your medications, avoid alcohol within 90 minutes of bedtime, and resolve family issues. And then, of course, there is a lot more Actually, I'm just going to go into one more little segment, and I'm not going to elaborate on it because I will do that, as I said, next time. The sleepy time. This is actually your time to leave the rest of the world behind. By developing your own personal sleep ritual, one that stays the same each night, you create a conditioned response that tells your body, your brain, and everyone else that you're going off duty. You send the message that, just like a closed ticket window, you and your neurons are simply no longer available, unless the house is on fire, and then you better run. Also, what you can think about is prepare your bedroom, no clutter, and much more next week. Prepare yourself for bed and getting into bed. So those are the things I just wanted to touch base on today. Again, I'm going to go more into the quality, part two, the quality, how restful sleep is and all that stuff next week, so we can continue and deepen up. And if you have any questions, please let me know. You can always contact me via email at dythomson@gmail.com or phone 562-335-4956. And I can tell you right now, it's best to either text me or voicemail, because I'm so busy, I don't answer too many calls because I'm usually on the call. And I want to make sure you get your two gifts that I have there. It's two links. It's from James Moss, who did major research on sleep and how it affects health. And I think that would really be awesome for you to listen to it and learn from it. And the other one is with Josie's poems, and she wrote some wonderful poems that are related to sleep, and I want you to really enjoy them. Again, I have covered a lot of information today, probably way too much. Again, it does not mean that you have to remember everything the first time. Let me know where I went too fast or where I went too slow, or where I wasn't clear enough, or where you would have liked more information. Those are all things that you are in control of by communicating with me. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you so I can work on perfecting next week's segment. And please do keep in touch. Let me know what you think. Let me know how it helps you. Let me know what you've learned and how you are going to make changes in your life to have a deeper, better sleep, a solid REM cycle, and all three cycles, that all three things that go into that one sleep cycle are one. It all flows together. So, very interesting. I mean, I am so fascinated with this subject because it does help me tremendously. And I really would love for you to feel the same way about what I'm saying, what I'm covering. And again, if you have any subjects in particular that you would like me to talk about, or you would want to share something with me on the air, please let me know. What I would need is first a conversation with you, and then we're going to talk about what all I need. You supply that, and then we can set up something. Looking forward to seeing you guys online again, hearing from you, and hearing wonderful experiences that you realize where you can improve your life. To your health, be happy, healthy, and have a great day. Bye.